Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Today, we're going to talk about let your unlimited achieving power flow. How exciting it is to understand that you have this unlimited power that if you allow it to come forward, that it will actually help you to achieve the goals that you've set. Now, there are things that can stop that achieving power, things that can kind of be debilitating when it comes to you recognizing how amazing and how powerful you really are. And I think if anybody's lived beyond the age of 25 or perhaps 30, because I think the 20s are pretty cool for a lot of people. But beyond the age of 30, you have experienced something that will cause you to kind of stop, stifle, and not move forward in the way that you know that you're capable of doing so. Before we go any further, I just want to remind you guys that I did announce the third giveaway for our 7th year anniversary. We're just giving away a lot of great things, and we are kind of not doing it the way we want to, the celebration the way we want it to, but I wanted to have some consistency as far as our celebration because it is our 7th year, and some of the things that we had planned in September got preempted because of Hurricane Irma, but nevertheless, nothing stops giving gifts and giving things away. How exciting is that? And so when we sell 107 of our books, and our books meaning books that I've written, then, and we've gotten 28 reviews on iTunes, then I'm going to give away two $25 Amazon gift cards. That's a good kind of gift, I think. So anyway, you guys, if you want to get your name in that drawing, then you want to tell your friends about my book, especially my latest book. My newest book is Start Winning, and it's a great book for people who are looking for some kind of mentorship, if you will, when it comes to goal achievement. People send me emails and ask me, they often ask if I can be their mentor, and I can't mentor everyone because I wouldn't get anything done. So I can't mentor people individually. So what I do is I write books and I put it in books and I make it very simple. And so you can check it out. My newest book, Start Winning, and you can share it with your friends and let them know, hey, if you purchase this book, then I could possibly win a $25 gift card and I'll split it with you. The other thing too, is that if we do really well on this giveaway, I'll probably give away more than one or more than two $25 gift cards. Okay. With that being said, let's get on with our Thriving Thursday, because today is truly all about you thriving. You want to learn to let your unlimited achieving power flow. Why? It's how we're made. And what does it take to do that? First of all, I talked about this yesterday on Wonderful Wednesday. And so if you missed yesterday's podcast, you want to go back and listen to our podcast from yesterday, because it's really kind of enlightening. And I talked about acceptance, accepting who you really are, accepting how your capabilities, accepting how amazing you are, how wonderful you are, how magnificent you are. And sometimes we have to really open our minds and open our hearts, and we have to realize that we can have anything we want. And when you realize that, it takes a lot. That's not something that's easy to do, because, you know, we've been conditioned from day one not to want or not to have certain things, or that we're not supposed to have it. But the reality of it is you can have anything you want. And when you create it, it becomes yours. A lot of times we feel that we don't deserve success, or we don't deserve wealth, or we don't deserve to be completely healthy, or anything else that we might really want to bring into our lives, or the things that we desire the most. We, on some level, think that we're not supposed to have those things, but I'm here to tell you, you are supposed to have those things. As long as you're not being covetous and taking something from someone else, listen, you are supposed to have the best life that you can possibly earn. We're taught in childhood that we're not worthy. You know, we're punished. If you don't do this, I won't love you. You're a bad boy. You're a bad girl. Listen, first of all, if you're listening to this, I'm hoping you're not a child. And if you are a child and you're listening to this, seeing as how we keep our show clean, wow, you are going to be so ready when you become an adult. But anyway, so we're taught these things that we're not worthy, or that somehow we owe something to society. And unfortunately, even though parents don't mean to do this, parents contribute a great deal to making us think that we owe society something by telling us that, listen, I carried you for 9 months and or your mother, and I carried you for 9 months and I fed you, your father, I fed you, I clothed you, I did this for you, I did that. So, you know, you owe me. The truth of the matter is you don't really owe them anything except love and respect. Now that you do. And of course, the right thing to do is, if your parents need help, the right thing to do is to take care of your parents, but not to the point where you just totally deny yourself the life that you want. I know that might sound a little bit selfish, but there's a book called Choose Yourself, and it's a great book. And I can tell you guys that if you have ever heard of it, it's by a guy, James Altucher, I believe. And don't worry about it. We will put it in our notes. So just go to blog.designeryourlifetoday.com and listen to today's show. And that way you'll see the link there. And if you want to read more about his book, it's such a great book. And I thought about it when I started talking about choosing yourself, because the truth of the matter is you are entitled to live the lifestyle that you decide that you want to live. So, and of course, my caveat, we're talking about a non-covetous, clean lifestyle or good lifestyle. You're entitled to have every good thing that you want. But somehow, you know, we're taught that we owe society something. You should go back and say thank you to that teacher because she taught you. Well, it's a nice thing to do, and it's always nice to show gratitude. But the other side to that coin is that's kind of her job. I'm just saying, not to sound ungrateful, because my teachers were awesome. Okay, I had one or two that were kind of mean, but we won't talk about that today. But the thing is that we're taught that we owe society something, or that we have some kind of, we've been bad, or we didn't do something right in our life, and that there's something that we need to atone for. And as a result of that, we're not allowed to enjoy life because we're just not worthy. None of this is true. It's not the case. Listen, universal law, it doesn't discriminate. What it does is it receives your energy, and it's going to bring you either diamonds or rocks. Okay. It's going to bring you the best of the best, or it's going to bring you something that you don't want, depending on what you put out. You know, the kind of energy that you put out and the kind of energy that you put into what it is you're doing. And if you are putting in a kind of fearful energy, then a lot of times your return is going to be something that's comparable to rocks. And of course, you guys know I'm speaking figuratively. So I'm speaking figuratively, but I think you guys get the point. So it's important to look at your negative feelings that you have about yourself. And if you have negative feelings about yourself, you're not going to thrive. But know this, it's time that you let your unlimited achieving power flow. And you do that by embracing the best of who you are. We get it. Nobody's perfect in the sense that we don't always do the right things. We don't always make the best decisions. And I have to tell you, if I had like a dime for every decision I made that perhaps I should not have made, that was not the wisest decision, yeah, I'm thinking I'd have a lot of money. But the reality of it is I'm an awesome person. Why? Because I put my awesomeness out there. I'm here to do life with power. I'm not here to beat myself up for every little mistake that I've made. I'm here to learn the lessons and catapult myself higher. Do people even say the word catapult? I just brought it back. But I'm here to do that, to push myself up higher to another level. You know, it's kind of easy to say, oh, you know, nothing good ever happens to me. I never win anything. Or, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to go for that job because I am so old. I'm way too old. Nobody's going to hire me. Or why would I start a business at my age? Well, you know, I was downsized, so they didn't think I was good enough. So why would I want to become an entrepreneur? Because in the words of my grandmother, just because they say it, don't make it so. I had to say that. And it doesn't. You have to decide who you are and who you want to be and what your life is going to be all about. So you're not too old and you can win some things. I don't know about the lottery. You could win, but it might take a while. But the reality of it is, you know, to think that you can't be with the person because you're not pretty enough, sharp enough, smart enough. No, get rid of all of those things. What you need in your life is a miracle. And the miracle is unleashing, releasing, letting go, opening up, and letting your unlimited achieving power flow. That's the miracle. Miracles aren't logical. They don't have to have logic to it. You don't have to be this rational, reasonable person when it comes to wanting something big, wanting something great. Okay, the last thing that you need, if you have to go to the next level, if you want to get unstuck, the last thing you need is to operate in the realm of logic and to deal with somebody who's putting a logical cap on your life. Sometimes people will say, you know what, that is so not real, so unreasonable. That could never happen in a million years. They're right. It couldn't happen for them. But if you think it can happen, as long as you're not hurting anybody, you go for it. And you go and you give and you do your very best. You open your mind to say, or I should say, open your spirit. Because you know what? Logical advice comes from our mind. But also, I guess the mind can also allow us let's say, work with us when it comes to using our imagination, because that's a mind thing. But when you get advice from your logical mind and it's telling you this isn't possible, you're too old, you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, you're too tall, whatever it is it's saying, then you know what? You don't have to fight against your own mind because a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that's biblical, of course. But what you can do is just calmly say, you know what? Thank you, logical mind, for doing your job, for trying to protect me, but I don't accept any energy that's contrary to the unlimited power that lies within me. See, infinite power, this unlimited power that we have, that we've been given to us, that has been given to us, is so magnanimous, so powerful, so much more than the mind that it exists in a separate dimension, if you will. Now, I'm getting way out there when I start talking about dimensions because people go, ooh, that's kind of spooky. Hey, but it's October. We could be a little spooky, right? And so things exist in a separate dimension. And that's why the mind has difficulty perceiving that it's even there. And when we talk about, let me not make it spooky for you. When we talk about a separate dimension, what I'm saying to you is that there's heaven. There's something beyond this realm. That which we want, that's out in the universe, that's out in what's been called the gap, that's out there in the, I guess, unified field, that is a separate dimension. You can't see it, but you can want it. You can work for it and you can bring it into being. You can manifest it. You see, this is called faith. Faith requires that you recognize that there is another dimension. And faith and logic, a lot of times those two, they might be cousins, All right, but they're distant cousins, and they sure don't get along. They don't like hanging out with each other at all because they constantly fight against one another. But listen, if you're going to let your unlimited achieving power flow, then guess what you need to do? You need to have faith. You need to believe that you are amazing, that miracles can happen in your life, that you're the most magnificent person that you've ever met. You need to choose your life, choose your success, choose love for you, choose the best that life has to offer to you, and not turn it down. Now, as we start to wind down the end of this year, because we're about to go into the month of November, I'll be letting you guys know what our final giveaway is for Thriving Thursday. I also have some really good news. Yay, our website is working. So you're going to see a few changes on our website, but it's kind of cute. So, and we're also going to post all of our giveaways so you can kind of keep all of this in order and so that you can, work to win something. I want you all to win. And I get it. We've had a few glitches here. We had Hurricane Irma that kind of interrupted quite a bit. And then we had, the website, just unknown things happening to the website. So there are parts that were frozen and you couldn't access it. So we had a lot of things going on, but you know what I say? That just means good stuff is coming. So now that the website is flowing, we are so back into the unlimited flow of our achieving power. Listen, you guys, you want to check out Designing Your Life today. We will have all of these giveaways up for you. You will have enough time, and we'll have the deadline date there. So you will have enough time to participate in all of these different giveaways that I'm offering you. With that being said, as we start to wind down this year, you want to remember that it is important to let your unlimited achieving power flow. You can finish this year strong. You can make some amazing things happen into your life, but you've got to believe in your ability to make it happen. That's not always easy to do. And I have to tell you, sometimes I have to reinforce the idea in my own mind that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I have to see whatever is blocking me. And then I have to say to that thing, move out of the way. You will not stop me. I'll go under, over, around, through, whatever it takes. But yeah, this is going to happen. It is happening right now. So the thing is, you guys want to remind yourself that you do have that unlimited achieving power. You want to let that unlimited achieving power flow. And because this is Thriving Thursday, and I know I'm talking to a lot of entrepreneurs out there that have some amazing goals, you can go to the next level and you can finish very strong this year. Doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or not. If you're listening to this show, same thing applies to you. Just know this. If you're working for someone, yeah, you need to find something where you can take control of your own income. And then your unlimited achieving power can flow in the area of your finances. Next week, because we've had so many glitches with our website, next week we are going to bring back the secrets from my millionaire mentors and get back on track with a lot of things. Okay, you guys, thanks so much for hanging in there with us. And you know what to do. Do life with power.